Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're taking on Hacks Season 2 that's on HBO Max. But before we get to that, what is the 1 Minute Movie Review podcast for those who are first listening for the first time? It's a spoiler-free movie reviews in a very quick format, so you can watch the movies or series that are worthwhile or skip the ones that are not. Just a quick update, the new website is up and running. Check out the links on the socials to get to it. And you can find me at OMMMR podcast on Gmail. Whoops, nope, not Gmail. TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter, primarily on Twitter. Or you can email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. So the series is Hacks Season 2. It's on HBO Max. It's got a runtime, I believe, of 8 episodes, about 40 minutes each. Quick casting is a Jean Smart, and she steals the show, as she should. Hannah Inbinder. And the rating is MA. And I would say it's a soft MA. I don't know why it really has an MA, to be honest. A couple of things, maybe. So without further ado, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's go for Hacks Season 2. What's it about? A highly anticipated follow-up from a successful season one. This time, Deborah Vance takes her stand-up comedy show on the road to jumpstart her career. Why to watch it? It's strange that the first two episodes of the season are just off. It doesn't really regain some of its season one magic until episode 3, but after that, it really takes off. There are a couple scenes about sexuality that I thought were well written and performed. But the real hook is the connection between the two female leads. The banter is great, and some of the jokes land perfectly. The growing bond between them really steals the show. It's cleverly written. The agent's personal assistant really annoyed me in season one, but this time I liked her a little bit more and thought she was funny. Why to skip it? The first season, I was dying with laughter. This season had some of those moments, but it's not the same. This time, they turn up the drama a little bit more, but I was still expecting the same level of comedy, which didn't happen. It did have a couple slow moments, but nothing too bad. Rating out of 10. This one's a 7.8 for me. I was sad to see it end, and it feels like it's complete, but it went out on top, in my opinion. But as I'm recording this, I find out that a season 3 has been confirmed, and it's coming. And I have no idea where they take the series from here, but let's just see. As always, thanks for listening. Please share me with a friend or an enemy. It doesn't matter to me. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you could spend it with me as we tell bad dad jokes until we are famous or everybody hates us. Wait, what?